First up, a 10-second guide to how EU finances are worked out. Let me just get the textbook. This might take more than 10 seconds. I think I need help.
Well, the way it works is that every 7 years, EU leaders sit around the table and thrash out a 7-year budget.
Stephen Booth is from the Open Europe think tank.
But within that 7 years, every year, there are certain top-ups or adjustments required.
So how is it decided how much money each country will give?
It's predominantly decided by each country's share of national income.
So if you've got more money, you give more money?
Yes.
Right, so imagine you're David Cameron merrily skipping along towards a looming, difficult by-election and then the general election with a policy of renegotiating the UK's relationship with Europe.
There are changes we can make to this organisation to improve it and improve our membership of it.
And just as you're going around saying things like that, a bureaucrat from the EU comes knocking at the door and says,
"Hello, Mr. Cameron, I've got a message from Brussels. We've done a little review of our members' economies in the last few years, done a few sums, and on the 1st of December, we'd like you to give us an extra £1.7 billion.
Cue gasps of horror all round. So will everyone in the EU be contributing more?
Well, some, but we want you to give us by far the most money, and Germany and France are actually getting money back. We're giving France a rebate of €1 billion.
Well, people ain't happy.
This is unacceptable.
It's really outrageous.
I think this really is an attack on Britain and the Prime Minister.
But hang on, maybe it's got nothing to do with the EU picking on Britain. So, Stephen, why has this £1.7 billion bill landed on our doormat?
There's been a reassessment of each country's national income, and what the Commission is saying that over the last almost 20 years now, the UK was performing better than we thought it was, and other countries were performing worse. Understandably, the UK is quite concerned about that, and so are other countries.
People are understandably outraged at today's news, but there's nothing unusual about the idea of earn more, pay more. It's a bit like being self-employed. You pick up some extra shifts, and then when you come to fill out your self-assessment, you end up paying more tax. There is one other thing to mention. Rolled up in all of this, and part of the reason we're paying more, is due to the way that our national income is calculated, and that has changed to include the so-called black economy. And part of that is drugs and prostitution. So sex worker productivity in the UK is just one tiny part of why we very suddenly owe Europe £1.7 billion.